As lawmakers consider a bill abolishing the death penalty here in Connecticut, there are questions whether Joshua Komorsojewski would ever be sent to the death chamber, even if sentenced to die. Quinnipiac law professor John Thomas says in any death penalty case, the appellate costs are huge. In Komorsojewski's case, it's Connecticut taxpayers who would bear the millions of dollars in costs for the case. But Professor Thomas notes the judge in denying the plea deal is simply upholding Connecticut law.
He has decided on balance it is in the better interest of the public to go forward with the trial and potential death penalty phase of this case.
Meanwhile, jury selection continues with the trial set to begin in September. Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.